Hello. Thank you for joining for quote 189 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Donakers. We begin by remembering the truth of what we are, and from this clarity, we allow the quote to speak to us. We begin by preparing the body-mind, finding a comfortable seat, relaxing into it. Allowing any stress to be released. Taking a few deep breaths to help the releasing to occur. And we bring our attention to the present moment. Letting attention stay on the present moment. Noticing what is in awareness right now. Just noticing, not trying to change. Fix, judge, just noticing what's in awareness, what sounds, what body sensations. Allowing them to be there just as they are. Seeing if we can practice the radical experience of being okay, just as I am, and with the world just as it is. By recognizing what's in the present moment and letting it be there just as it is. Noticing what's in awareness, what thoughts or emotions or mood. Practicing being okay just as I am, and the world just as it is. Allowing it all to be there just as it is. Not getting entangled with it, simply noticing. Practicing total self-acceptance. Deeply accepting, I am okay. Just as I am. And with the world, just as it is. accepting even that which is different, opposite, or unlike. Other. In this present moment, with whatever is coming up in awareness, allowing it to be there just as it is. Notice the freedom of accepting it just as it is. Notice there is no opposition when you accept it just as it is. Accepting it just as it is remaining absolutely empty, of even the slightest whisper of opinion against anything. If you are having difficulty accepting it just as it is, you may still be confused about what you are. These things that you're allowing are in awareness. They are not you. You are the one aware of them. You are before them. You are simply watching them. You are always before the mind, before the body, before the emotions. You are before all opposition and all opinions. You are pure consciousness, pure love, pure being. Always. Unchangeable. Continuous focus on Source is continuous awareness of life and the flow of life. This is to be connected through awareness with the All as the one unifying field. Being connected as the one unifying field is not seeing yourself as separate from it or apart from anything. This is to make no distinction and to see no separate parts and no varying levels of importance. All is one in a perfect flow of harmony, given from our Holy Spirit. Continuous focus on Source is continuous awareness of life and the flow of life. This is to be connected through awareness with the All as the one unifying field. Being connected as the one unifying field is not seeing yourself as apart from it or apart from anything. This is to make no distinction and to see no separate parts and no varying levels of importance. All is one in a perfect flow of harmony. Continuous focus on Source is continuous awareness of life and the flow of life. This is to be connected through awareness with the All as the one unifying field. Being connected as the one unifying field is not seeing yourself as apart from it or apart from anything. This is to make no distinction and to see no separate parts and no varying levels of importance. All is one in a perfect flow of harmony. Continuous focus on Source is continuous awareness of life and the flow of life. This is to be connected through awareness with the All as the one unifying field. Being connected as the one unifying field is not seeing yourself as apart from it or apart from anything. This is to make no distinction and to see no separate parts and no varying levels of importance. All is one in a perfect flow of harmony. Thank you for joining for quote 189 from the book Thoughts of Awakening by Regina Dawn Akers. Namaste.